Welcome to Uninformed Guides, where we don't do the research for you. Today's guide is on passwords. Now, we're all on the internet, we all have computers, we all have phones, we all have accounts left, right and center that all require a password. Now, traditionally, they've always said, don't share your password, don't use the same password for more than one login, etc., etc., etc. The other big one was password complexity. They want random characters in different orders with a uppercase, lowercase, number, anything. And that has been the way we've been trained over the last 20 years or so since the actual password have become important. But I'm here to tell you, it's not as hard as you think it is. So, what makes a hard password? No, let's go backwards for a second. Why do you need a password? I guess you need a password to stop people getting into your stuff. So, one way of thinking of it is like a house. If you've got a house, you can have a lock on the door. Now, the lock might not be that great, but you might be in an area where not many people want to break into your house anyway, or you might be isolated. It's a bit the same with passwords on the internet or on computers. If you have sites that you go to that need a password that you know not many people go to, yeah, you can get away with a not a very high powerful password. But general practice is get used to using good passwords because you're going to have to anyway. So what do you use as a password? Now, here is where it gets complicated. The simplest way to create a password is to use a password creator. Now, these are little add-ons or file or programs that are on your computer, and they will create a complex password for you and store all the information for you. And you generally just need to remember one main password to access all your other passwords that have been created by this little program. Now, they're great. If they get hacked, you lose everything. If you forget your master password, it can be a problem. So it's not the greatest solution, but it is a pretty good one. There's a few out there. I should have done my research, but then again, we don't do the research for you. I personally use LastPass, and I have used it for many years. But there's plenty of others out there. I'm trying to remember what they're called, but I can't. Sorry. So that's one version of password stability. Another way you can get your passwords to be safe is to create a pattern. Now, the only fall down with patterns is every website requires a different type of password complexity. Some will want 6 characters. Some will want 8 with at least one uppercase. Some will want 8 with an uppercase and a number and a special character. So if you come up with this super duper password system that's going to be, let's say, ABC123 exclamation mark question mark comma, and then you get to a site that doesn't allow you to put in exclamation marks, you're going to have to come up with another password. So that makes it a bit hard. So what do you do to get around that? Nothing. You just have to hope that you don't come across them too many. My previous password system was a mnemonic, I think they called it, system, where you come up with a phrase and then you use the first letter of each word in the phrase to create your password. Now, simplest example is happy birthday to you. So you could create a password, capital H, small case B, the number 2, the letter U, and then you could repeat that to get 8 characters. So the H for happy, B for birthday, 2 for the number 2 representing the word 2, and U representing the word you. Now, of course, you could, you know, write HBTY, happy birthday to you, in just using the first letters, and then add, for example, a full stop at the end of it. And then you can have different passwords. So you've got some changes in passwords that some have a full stop, but the beginning, the mnemonic part, changes. So you might have one that's happy birthday to you. Another one might be we wish you a Merry Christmas. There's a whole lot of different ones you can choose and do it like that. So just quickly, why do you need more than one password? Well, just for safety reasons. If one of your passwords get taken, then you're not going to lose access to everything. So you really only need maybe three or four passwords. You should have one password for emails and things like that, because a lot of verification and items like that come through emails. You should have one for any financial stuff you do, so banks and all that should have a password. Then one for all just general web surfing that you go to, if you're going to, you know, news sites or movie sites or anything like that, you can have a general one for that. And then you should have one for subscriptions, if you just need to get into something just for a one-off, or you don't really want major access to it, just have another one. So there's only a few passwords you need, and you can get away with that pretty easily. So you could use the happy birthday to me method, or you could follow what I created. Maybe other people have done something similar, but I created this method, and I find it's a little bit hard to create it. It's a little bit hard to remember it. But once you've got it under control, I find it's been working for me for about 3 or 4 years now, and I'm very happy with it. Basically, what it is there are 26 letters in the alphabet. You have to create a list of 26 words, starting with the letter A, then the B. So the words, you can pick a theme. So let's say cities of the world. So you could say Adelaide, Brisbane, Kalgoorlie. No, that's not Kalgoorlie. Calvary is what I wanted to say. Dallas. You could do that. You can actually try to get them all the same length or something like that, but there's different ways of doing it. So basically, you get your list of 26 words. Then you use those words to create your password. So let's say you want to go to the website uninformedguides.com. So it starts with the letter U, and the second letter is the N. So you could use the word from your 26-letter list. You could use the U and then the N. Now, you could do that the other way around. Start with the N first and then have the U. And so let's say the words are, city with a letter N. What's a city with a letter N? New York. New York and then the U. Oh, now I've got to think of a city with a letter U. Okay, city with a letter U. Let's pretend there's a city called Umbrella. Okay, so you've got your two words. So your password is now New York Umbrella. Now what you can do is always throw in a number and a character as well at the end of that. So you could always add a one and the dot, the full stop. So your password for uninformed guides would be New York Umbrella one dot, and there you go. Now you go to the website Coca-Cola, and so you need to get the O and the C, so it could be Oslo Calgary 1 dot, and there you go. You have now got a very successful password system. If you do want information, just send me an email and I can give you more. I have put a lot of effort into that. It's probably a little bit more research than I normally do, but it helps a lot. So, yes. So, if there's anything else you need, just shoot me an email. But, that's another guide. Another uninformed guide, which had a little bit of informed information in there. So, thank you for listening. Uninformed Guides, where we don't do the research for you.